Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text this morning is both of the lessons which you heard just a moment ago, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and also 1 Timothy chapter 1. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, somehow, it just seemed to me that we ought to read both of the lessons this morning. Now, for those of you who don't know how the system works, before the quarter begins, when you get your schedule to preach, you're given two possible text choices. Then, about a week before your preaching date, Cindy Johnson sends you a little slip of paper in campus mail asking for your selection. Usually, one or the other. Now, it wasn't that I couldn't make up my mind. It's that today we have two different constituencies gathered for worship, and I just want to be sure that we had a text that applied to each of you. Today, of course, we have one group, including all the usual suspects. Pastoral and deaconess students, faculty, staff, families. But today, we also have many of you from Seminary Guild and LWML for Donation Day. It's a real honor to have all of you women with us today. Of course, I didn't want you to feel left out. So, I thought we would use both of the two texts to be sure that one of them applied to each group. Our question this morning is, which of the two texts applies to which of you two groups? Listen again to the two texts. Which one applies to our regulars, and which one applies to you, our very delightful guests? First, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul writes, "Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another. For that, indeed, is what you are doing to all the brothers throughout Macedonia. But we urge you, brothers, or maybe sisters, to do this more and more." And then, 1 Timothy chapter 1. "The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient." Let's look a little more closely at that latter text first, from 1 Timothy chapter 1. Does this one apply to the SEM Guild and LWML, or to seminary students and staff and faculty? Now see here, Paul talks about people who wander into vain discussions, he says. They want to be teachers of the scriptures. They make all kinds of bold assertions, but they haven't got a clue what they're talking about. Paul doesn't say whether they do this in classrooms or in the dining hall or at Gemütlichkeit. Maybe, he's thinking of people who do these things in their own congregations, say on the fourth Tuesday evening each month, or when they go off to Sioux City, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for international conventions. Could be. What do you think? To which of these two groups do you think that text applies? And let's not sugarcoat the rest of what Paul says there in 1 Timothy chapter 1. Actually, the pericope goes on like this, verse 9. The law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Does that sound a lot like women who come to our seminary bringing donations for our food and clothing co-ops, who support and pray for our students and their families, whose reason for getting together on those Tuesday evenings in their congregations, or for going off to international conventions, or coming here to the seminary, is to learn about how God's mission is going out to Madagascar or other places around the world? Or does that apply to those of us who hang around here every day the rest of the year? How about the other text, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4? To which of the two groups does this one apply? Paul says, you here, you don't need anybody to tell you about brotherly love. God himself has taught you. You're doing it. Just keep on doing it more and more. Our students would love to keep on receiving those groceries every week, to keep on having the opportunity to go in and get an almost new wardrobe off the shelf. They love continuing to know that you're praying for them. They love those kind words and those cards. They love being loved by you. That is, of course, if this text is talking about LWML and SemGuild. Maybe it's talking about our seminary regulars. Maybe faculty and students are the ones who don't need to learn anything more about brotherly love, are already looking for every opportunity to help the student who's struggling, to get to know, to try to understand the one with whom we disagree. It could be. So now it's time to decide. Once more, 1 Timothy 1, to which one does this apply? Paul says again, the aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Certain persons, by swerving from these, have wandered away into vain discussion, desiring to be teachers of the law, without understanding either what they are saying or the things about which they make confident assertions. Now we know that the law is good, if one uses it lawfully, understanding this, that the law is not laid down for the just, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and sinners, for the unholy and profane, for those who strike their fathers and mothers, for murderers, the sexually immoral, men who practice homosexuality, enslavers, liars, perjurers, and whatever else is contrary to sound doctrine. Who are those lawless, disobedient, ungodly, unholy, profane sinners to which that text applies? Kind of obvious, isn't it? Yeah. It's you, us, the seminary regulars, students, staff, faculty, and it's you, dear ladies. You know that's true, don't you? You can look great on the outside. And by the way, our seminary regulars, they look pretty good on the outside too. But inside every single one of us is a lawless old Adam or old Eve that is every bit as lawless and profane as all of this that St. Paul is describing to Timothy. In every one of us, that old man or woman would murder, cheat on our spouses, lie, enslave, you name it. If we really thought it would do us some good, and if we thought we could get away with it. And that's to say nothing of all that talking we do when we don't know what we're talking about. That's just reality, friends. Every single dear friend. Nothing at all like 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Now concerning brotherly love, you have no need for anyone to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love one another, for that indeed is what you are doing. Well then, who are those Thessalonians who love so well? They're you. And you. All of you. Remember, Isaiah says they will all be taught by God. All in whom the Holy Spirit is dwelling. All in whom has been created a new man or a new woman. Because that new man, that new woman inside each one of us is as lawful, as holy, as perfect in loving as the one in whom he or she trusts. The holiness of Christ, God says, is ours. Christ's perfect keeping of the law is yours. God says, it is yours. He credits it to you just as surely as if you yourself had kept the law so very perfectly. And the love of Christ that took him all the way to bloody death on the cross not only is showered down on you, giving you forgiveness of all of your sins, giving you eternal life in heaven with him. But God says the love of Christ is also the love by which you love. You, the new man, the new woman inside you, the one in whom God has put a whole new heart. The aim of our charge is love that issues from a pure heart. Yours. Amen.